My Best Friend is Louis Tomlinson by Soccer Freak 72.
Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me.
Chapter 2, Auditions and Goodbyes. Louis's point of view. I shakily walked into the auditioning room. I could feel the judge's eyes on me as I walked to where they told me to stand. Mac was my pal, BFF, almost like my sister. In a way, we were practically family. Simon Cowell asked me what song I would be singing.
I'll be singing Hey There Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
Hey there Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Dance like Ed Sheeran and practice you. I swear it's true. Hey there Delilah, don't you worry about the distance, I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise, I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me, what you do to me. Hey there Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good, we'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there Delilah, I got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you'll be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me.
What you do to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you could please give us a few minutes to make our decision. You can just step outside over there. Thanks.
I did as I was told and moved into a small room with only a love seat for me to sit on. I waited a few minutes until a security coward told me that I could go back in.
Okay, so we have talked it over and have decided that, unfortunately, you will have to leave Doncaster behind. You've made it!
Simon Cowell told me. I instantly ran on over to Mac, who was sitting patiently on a bench, playing Flappy Bird on her phone. I ran on over. We talked and then I had to wait in line for like an hour. We celebrated by going to the Carrot Palace. Oh, how I love my carrots! 5 days later, Mackenzie's point of view. I hugged Louis tightly as his plane started boarding. I didn't want to let go. I didn't want to be left behind. Not again. My parents left me and they passed away. I still remember the sadness and depression that had overcome me that day, 7 months ago. My parents were teaching at Doncaster College and University Center when a man broke into the school with a gun. My parents were stopped, but they died protecting their students. No one else died, but a few students and other teachers were hospitalized. Ever since then, Louis' parents took me in and they called me a Tomlinson. I felt like I belonged. They had always been my second family, and now they really were my family. I loved Louis' sisters, Clarice, Megan, Lily, and Hannah. Clarice, pronounced Clarice. At age 17, we are best buds, other than Louis, of course. We go to the same school and have friends, chemistry, and glee together. She has dirty blonde hair, green eyes, and perfect eyebrows. Like, seriously, her eyebrows are perfect. Perfectly arched, perfectly plucked. I always feel like I can talk to her about anything. Boys, school, TV shows. Shopping, Louis, anything really, but it's different from Louis. He has always been there for me. I had first met Clarice when we were both 11, so 6 years ago. She was wearing a blue tank top with an over-the-shoulder shirt in white with a hamburger on it. She had on gray sweats and gray Uggs to go with it. Her hair was put into a messy bun and she had smoky eyes. Megan is the second oldest. At 16, she has wavy brown hair, brown eyes, freckles, and blue dorky glasses. She loves bows. She is over 529. I think she is a little too obsessed. Poor Tilly, Louis' dog, always has purple bows attached to her ears. Today, Megan was wearing a peach peplum top, dark navy skinny jeans, and gray Vans. Lily was 13 and sassy as ever. Man, sometimes she can be so annoying, but I love her anyways. She has wavy blonde hair, blue eyes, and a temporary tattoo that Beatrice Pryor, the main character in Divergent, had, in the same places in the book and movie. She was wearing her Take Me to Neverland shirt and black skinny jeans with her black Uggs. Her hair fell perfectly onto her shoulders and her face was full of makeup. I don't know what she needed to cover up, but I could tell she had been crying again. You see, Lily has a player as a boyfriend and can make her upset. Finally, there was Hannah, 11-year-old Hannah. Her hair is dark brown and she has brown eyes. She was wearing a black t-shirt that said, "Mess with my brother, then you mess with me," in green. She had black leggings and black combat boots on. I sighed as she pulled her phone and started texting her best friend, Ellie. Always on her phone, never paying much attention to the world. I finally broke up our hug and smiled lightly.
"It will be okay, trust me. You've got Clarice, Megan, and my parents if anything troubles you,"
Louis whispered into my ear. He promised to text me tonight and walked off as his row was called. I started to tear up and fell into Clarice's arms. She squeezed me and told me that we could go over to get saved and watch a chick flick. I nodded and we left the airport. Author's note. Hey gals, hope you like this chapter. Heart.